Well, coming up tonight at 7:30, you can head to the Varsity Theater on Franklin Street downtown for an evening of short films by Ghost of a Dream, a collaboration between artists Lauren Waz and Adam Ekstrom. Their work is also on display at the Ackland Art Museum. It's all free. It's part of the Ackland Film Forum's Spring 2023 series, Do Something, Responding to Climate Change. You can get more info on the series online at ackland.org. Stay with us because we've got the two artists here in the studio right now. Lauren Waz and Adam Ekstrom joining us to talk about Ghost of a Dream and the screening tonight at the Varsity. Lauren, Adam, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for having us, Aaron.
So tell us, first of all, about Ghost of a Dream, how the two of you got together and started collaborating.
Well, we started as individual artists, married in a loft, and we started making work about each other's practices. I was a painter, Lauren was a sculptor. I was making paintings about sculptures. She was making sculptures about painting. We were collecting lottery tickets while going on walks.
Nice.
And we were thinking about
discarded lottery tickets
on the street. We're living in Queens, New York, walking our dog every morning.
And we kept thinking about what people were hoping and dreaming when they scratched the lottery tickets, and started making things using these tickets, using the amount of money that it cost to buy the tickets to create real things like a car or a dream home or a vacation. And slowly over time of working together, our focus has morphed into more environmental concerns and political concerns and ideas of justice.
I feel like starting with lottery tickets being littered is like leading you into politics and the environment in the first place, right?
It is.
It was going to go there sooner or later.
That is so true. But we were so drawn at first to just like how glittery and lovely and how each one is scratched with somebody's individual signature.
Mm. Awesome.
And that became that's why we started to call ourselves Ghost of a Dream.
Because we
kind of made it a rule that everything we make together is about people's hopes and dreams made out of the ephemera they create trying to attain those things.
You've got a video project that's at the Ackland now called Aligned by the Sun Through the Revolution. Tell us about that.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, March 2020, we were all of a sudden needed to stay in our place, right? And so we decided at that moment when we were most solitary, we'd try and make the most inclusive artwork possible. So we decided we wanted to make a work where we asked an artist in every nation of the world to film the sun for us for 7 minutes and then send it back, and we would put it together to make a 24-hour piece. If you do the math of almost 200 countries times 7 minutes, you get 24 hours. And so
the idea of the sun was it was this one thing that we all had access to, and that as it's going around the world, it also could bring up ideas of migration or ideas of the environment. And it was a very powerful object to us that...
It's literally the most powerful object. It's like without it, we
gives
couldn't
us
live.
Life. Yeah. So we thought that the sun was this perfect metaphor that could bring the conversation in all different directions.
I like it.
And so for the piece at Ackland, there's over 200 video submissions from artists in 200 different countries, and we've aligned them all by the sun. So you have videos overlapping
We've organized into, you know, it's a 7-channel video that runs the horizon line, right? So it's all the screens are connected via the horizon line, so we've organized these over 200 videos into 7 types, you know, by the angle and where they connect. So as you sit there, it's an infinite loop because each video is slightly different. You'll never walk into the museum and see the same mixture of horizon lines.
How did you connect with the Ackland in the first place?
They reached out to us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Best way to do it, right?
Yeah. There's amazing curator there.
Yeah, Lauren Turner, and she reached out to us and had so many different projects in mind because our practice is really varied, you know, starting with the lottery tickets, and we've done all sorts of different work, and this video work was pretty new to us, and we were so excited to have a chance to present this and bring it
and
to...
The Ackland has a program where they ask the artist a year, usually. It's called Art And, where they invite a new artist every year.
Nice. Speaking with Lauren Waz and Adam Ekstrom, Ghost of a Dream is their collaboration. The video project is at the Ackland Art Museum now. It has been since 2021. But what we're here today to talk about is the event that's happening tonight at the Varsity Theater on Franklin Street, a free screening of short films beginning at 7:30. And it's your short films, and it's short films by other artists as well, right?
It is. There will be four of our video shorts and then seven other artists as well.
What's the theme? What
brings them all together? Basically the environment and conversations around the environment. Our films aren't overtly environmental, but they're about political conversations that revolve around the environment.
Mm. And yeah, about how people listen to each other. So one is a film called Yes, No. Or One in the Same, sorry, it's called One in the Same. And basically it's shorts from Hollywood actors just saying yes and no, sort of forced together in a...
Simultaneously in a two-channel video.
In like an argument. And it's about like this idea of how our two different sides aren't ever listening to each other.
Yeah.
And we're all just screaming at the top of our lungs yes and no. So, but then we also have a very funny video by an artist called Nathan Sita. From the Iceberg Licking Society. And
we're also a part, we're at Aligned by the Sun, the 7-channel video that we also made as a 4-minute short for a solar organization called Little Sun, who provides solar energy to communities around the world that don't have energy. And so we made that with four other artists. So there are five films total in this series called Fast Forward Films by Little Sun.
Nice.
And so we're showing all five of the Fast Forward films.
And it's an interesting mix. There's two Ethiopian artists and one Senegalesian artist in that series, and then two artists from the United States, us being one of them.
Awesome.
So that will be really fun. And they're very different looks about how the sun is impacting the world.
How did you, I have to go back to the Iceberg Licking Society. How did you find that artist?
It was we find a lot of our artists, actually, just like looking through the internet.
Just
looking
on the internet. Going down wormholes.
Yeah.
So you look at the internet, you probably find like dozens, hundreds of artists, but these are the ones that jump out to you that make you say, ooh, we need to connect with those. What is it about these artists that stands out?
They're poignant, funny, easy to watch, make you smile, make you cry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
I think the Iceberg Licking Society did all of that to me.
And it's disgusting.
It's uncomfortable. Just the name more than anything else, yeah.
Yeah, it's everything you can picture. Yeah, I think that it's about, for us, you know, we don't want anything that's hitting you over the head saying this is what you need to do, because there is no real answers, right? Mm. And so all of these artists to us have a very different take about just what they're seeing and how they're living, because we're all coming from such diverse backgrounds, and what global environmental change means to you is very different.
Because like just the act of engaging with the environment and showing people doing it in 1,000 different ways, like it gives you that sense of urgency. Like this is something meaningful and impactful and poignant, and we need to protect it and preserve it and have it around that we can experience it in all of these different ways, whether it's showing the sun or licking an iceberg. Those two are at odds with each other, aren't they? Like the more the sun is there, the faster you got to lick that iceberg.
But there's 1,000 different ways we need to act, right? Like if we all acted the same way, we wouldn't be getting much done.
Exactly.
There's another artist. He's an Egyptian artist, but he lives in Switzerland. His name is Bazem Magdi, and he has a film called New Acid, and it is very... I don't know how to explain it, but he's using bot-generated text to make animals talk to each other.
Okay, nice.
And so they're having these cell phone conversations back and forth, and it's sort of this, everyone's afraid of what's happening, but nobody knows what's happening, and it's this very convoluted world he's created through these text messages.
Speaking with Lauren Waz and Adam Ekstrom, Ghost of a Dream is their collaboration. The film screening is going to be tonight at 7:30. It's a free film screening, part of the Ackland Film Forum Spring 2023 series, Do Something Responding to Climate Change. 7:30 tonight at the Varsity Theater on Franklin Street downtown. You can get more information at ackland.org. Ackland Art Museum also bringing us this conversation. And the two of you will be at the film screening tonight, right? There'll be a Q&A as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there'll be a Q&A, and we'll introduce some of the films before we start them.
People interested in going to the screening, is there anything else that they should know just logistically or what to expect?
I think you have to register online, so make sure you go to...
Through the Ackland.
At ackland.org?
Yeah.
All right, go to the website and find out more. You can also, of course, head to the Ackland Art Museum in person and check out Aligned by the Sun Through the Revolution. That's Ghost of a Dream's film installation that's up there at the Ackland. It's been there for a couple of years. It's going to be there after tonight as well. So even if you miss the film screening or can't make it, you can still check out their work at the Ackland Art Museum anytime. Speaking with Lauren Waz and Adam Ekstrom, and as we wrap up this conversation, people want to know more about you and your work and what's next for you beyond this. What can they expect and where can they go to find out?
The website, ghostofadream.com, and I mean, we're best at putting it on our Instagram, I guess, at Ghost of a Dream Art. What is next?
Well, we have a show coming up in New York City in 2024 now,
And in D.C. in 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Both are private conversations. We can't say that.
Yeah. We'll be around. We're always around.
Ghostofadream.com is the website.
Ghostofadream.com, yeah. And I just looked it up there. There'll be free tickets at the Varsity.
At the Varsity as well. All right. So you don't necessarily have to register, but you can if you want. Ackland.org is the website for more information on the Ackland Art Museum. Their installation at the museum is Aligned by the Sun. And tonight at 7:30, head to the Varsity Theater downtown for that free evening of short films. Lauren, Adam, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Aaron.